Hi, Paul.
How's it going, Tony?
I have an email I'd like to share with you.
Okay.
So I'm going to hand you my phone, which has the email pulled up.
Okay.
And I'd like you to read it into the microphone like a good boy.
Okay, here we go. All right, I got it.
Read the subject as well.
Okay, the subject is hi, and the email says, my account needs your son, comma, thanks.
What do you make of this email?
I don't know.
You got any guesses?
Is it a bad omen for taxes? I don't know.
It is tax related.
Okay.
So it was an autocorrect fail.
Okay.
From instead of son, it should have read SSN.
Okay.
Or social security number.
All right.
But I don't have a son.
Yep.
Could not provide one to said accountant.
Right.
But we are coming up on tax season.
Yep.
So let's play some bumpin' new DC music to get us in the mood.
Oh, yeah.
For taxes.
First up, we got Loy Loy
here on Hometown Sounds. So, Paul, what I didn't make clear is that, as you know, I do some freelance podcast and audio engineering
yep.
work, and that was from one of my clients, and that's why his accountant needs my son. But what we did make clear is that this is Hometown Sounds. We show you how DC rocks.
I'm Paul Vodra.
I'm Tony Pareko. We also made clear that that was Loy Loy.
Yes.
With a new track called Don't Know from Loy Loy's new record, Me Dystopia.
Loy Loy is primarily Christy D'Alessio, along with her sibling, Johnny Fantastic of Stronger Sex, whose new solo project is called Nan Britton. Loy Loy's sophomore release, Me Dystopia, is now out on Blight Records.
And I'm so happy this record is out. I'd kind of been waiting for it to come out, and it kind of snuck up on me in the last couple of weeks when we had not one, but two dates wreck this podcast because of snow.
Yeah, in case anybody's been like, where'd the Hometown Sounds podcast go?
All around.
Yep, we just been kind of snowed out. And, you know, when the weather people are saying it's going
to
be icy.
I say when nature calls.
No. When the weather people are saying it's icy, don't go out, you know, we're like, okay, well, let's just podcast this coming weekend then. And that's what we're doing.
Yeah. When you say don't stay home, that applies to everyone else and not on our podcast schedule.
You know, on the day that we were going to record and that we got that ice storm, snowed out, the whole thing was shut down, I even put in my recommendation for the show that night, well, it's probably going to be canceled, but just in case it's not, here's a recommendation for you. So anyway, that Loy Loy album is available to buy digitally or on CD right now on Bandcamp. We last featured Loy Loy on the podcast back in November of 2017 on our episode featuring guest Mary Jo Mattea. She picked out You May Be from Loy Loy's debut release, Viva La Volva. And now Mary Jo plays bass in Loy Loy's live band.
Boom.
So how about that? Pretty awesome.
Also, Loy Loy is fantastic to see live.
Mm-hmm.
Christy has more energy than
the
sum of three or more people.
Oh, yeah.
And I would go to the gym so much more if she was my personal trainer.
She does do gym training.
Oh, she does. Oh, yeah. I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, you get that energy in the live performance. It's amazing. The song that we picked out is the first song on the album, which is called Don't Know. It is also the last song on the album as a remix by Andy Blacksugar of Blacksugar Transmission, who is also a member of KMFDM, which is crazy. They're like a really big, you know, dark, gothy band. They're fantastic. They've been around since like forever. So
Paul, do you ever think about summertime goths?
No.
I mean, they're the best because their makeup's all runny.
Yes. We have a quote here from Christy who says, I work actively to avoid living in a stasis of memories, but for the intent of making this record, I allowed myself to narrate these underlying fears, doubts, and finally truths of how I actually view life, sans apologies, and apart from daylight roles.
And Loy Loy's got a couple of solo shows in early March leading up to the album release show at Comet Ping Pong Saturday, March 16th. And Loy Loy will be joined by Born Dad, great band name, and Light Beams, who are fantastic.
Yeah. I'm definitely going to be at that show. Also, don't forget to check out Christy's DJ alter ego, DJ Krizula, who is on select Friday nights at Local 16. I have been seeing this on my Instagram and my Facebook as she is DJing, and it looks really fun, and I really want to go check it out.
Right on.
Yeah.
Paul, I want to return back to the theme at the start of the episode of Lost in Translation.
Okay.
And I want to tell you about a couple of sessions with my therapist.
Okay.
Who is not a native English speaker.
Interesting.
And she's taken a couple of items, and they just come out very funny.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking one time about my apartment.
Yep.
And she referred to it as my caveman space.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it was the way that she had interpreted man cave.
Yep.
Like, to put that together in her head.
Wow.
Or I, after finding myself newly single,
yep,
she asked me when I might think about redating.
Oh, God. That's adorable.
And all right, I just want to drop all my bombs in one swoop.
Do it.
My dad just took a vacation to Jamaica.
Okay.
And he texted me today and asked if I could come over for dinner.
Yeah.
And I couldn't because I'm recording this here podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And he said that he wanted me over because he has a gift for me from Jamaica.
Okay.
And I thought, oh, God, I hope it's a bobsled. Which made me think the time is ripe for a Cool Runnings reboot.
Yep.
Because what is a reboot but distilling a franchise down to its essential elements and starting over?
Basically, yeah.
Yes. And so all you remember about Cool Runnings is that it's a handful of Jamaican guys.
Mm-hmm.
And they end up on an ice bobsled team in the Olympics.
Yep.
With a white coach, and hilarity ensues because it's not their natural climate.
Right. Fish out of water.
Yep. Exactly. So in my mind, totally do. Like, let's do that over. Like, and here's why. Because it was a movie that I saw when I was a kid that made me cheer. Oh. And if it was a movie that made me cheer, it reinforces that there's, like, authenticity to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, we could reboot The Sandlot right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's that kind of movie.
Right.
So that's my pitch. So all you Hollywood spec writers out there, get on that.
Nice. Dig it.
Also, there's no Rastafarian emoji yet, and that I noticed. There's all kinds of emojis now.
Yeah.
And I just not that one. I noticed that when I was thinking about Jamaica.
That's very interesting. I do think that somebody should lobby whatever group it is that is in charge of emoji to include the Rasta.
Yeah.
That seems iconic.
Or hyconic.
There you go.
Speaking of hyconic.
Yeah.
How about we play that song that we were talking about earlier?
Yeah, I think we should play it for everybody. This is a new song by The Mighty Herd.
Still high from last night. even focus my sight. Block, I saw this guy smoking crack. Wait, you're gonna tell me that I'm the one that don't know how to act?
Say word.
One thing in the mighty herd we know to be true. Smoke the weed, motherfucker. Don't let the weed smoke
like
you.
Give me a backwood. Give me the Dutch Masters. Give me the top paper. And I can show you how to roll it up. Sit on down. Puff, puff, give, get. In the rotation, and we can all get fucked up. I think the world'll be a better place to live if they gonna just legalize green. You can shut down all the liquor stores, 'cause that's all. All the people really need is the weed with no sticks and no seeds. 'Cause I
woke up this morning zoning, still high from last night.
I believe I'm so high.
Oh, woke up this morning zoning, still high from last night.
Paul, I'm always a little off-put recording the podcast at your house because we do it from couches rather than my adjustable height standing desk.
Right.
Thank you, Wire Cutter. But, I mean, that song's got me into couch, like, whoa.
That was a good song to lean way back on the couch and take it all in. That song was called Still High.
Hold it. Hold it as long as you can.
Yeah. By the Mighty Herd. So here's the deal. This band, they had fun and made fans in the Hyattsville area about a decade ago. It was formed by Honest Lee, DJ drummer for Three Man Soul Machine and head of Grow Room Productions, and Terry T. And the band featured vocalist Abdullah Thompson, a.k.a. Dulla D, who you heard on that track, Unmistakable. The band recorded an album, which was called Word, all uppercase, back in 2010. And for some reason, they never released it. Because, you know, it happens. I don't know. I have no idea why you wouldn't release that, because that was great. I love that. The band dispersed in 2012. So then, tragically, a stroke and subsequent brain failure claimed the life of Dulla D in December of 2017. That sad event brought the Mighty Herd back together, and they agreed that the album should not stay in the dark any longer. So this is the advanced single from that album, Still High. That single and a B-side that's also really good called Karma are available to purchase now on Grow Room's Bandcamp page.
And can we just reflect on the amazingness of that stream of consciousness rap and about watching The Dark Knight and how the first 40 minutes was tight?
Also, I was remarking as we were listening to it, apparently he had to take a piss, so he left the movie. And for some reason, they gave him a free ticket to see a movie later. I don't think you could do that anymore. I'm pretty sure that's not how it works. Also, that song is a bit dated by the Dark Knight reference being in the theater. That was when the Batman movies were really good.
I've been getting a lot of flack about maybe not being into superhero movies lately.
Yeah. Well, you know, Black Panther's going to win an Oscar or something.
All right. So I feel like I should go home and watch Black Panther tonight because I still haven't seen it.
It's good.
It's good.
It's really good.
It's
Oscar nominated.
I also just heard Ariana Grande's Thank You Next for the first time yesterday.
Yep.
So I'm just catched up on my pop culture.
It's good.
I'm just listening to like my comedy podcast. I miss all this stuff.
Yep.
That's what I do at night. Just curl up in bed.
Yep.
Get my goof on.
Get your chuckles.
Yeah. But pause on the chuckles. We're going to play more new DC music. This is Sizzagix. Well, maybe I'm over my scruffy lo-fi indie rock thing, and now I just want really evil, well-produced electronic music in my life.
We are here for you for that. We got you covered.
We got that covered actually in spades in this episode.
Yeah, we do.
Kind of.
Yep.
Just hang in there, folks. That was Sizzigix with a track called Blurred Visions. Sizzigix is the duo of Luna Blanc and Josh Clark. They have released music on a label out of Frankfurt, Germany called Cold Transmission, but this album is on their own label, Burning Graves Records. It is some far-out, goth, dark wave. A Sizzigix is a space term for the alignment of celestial objects, and there is nothing that this duo, they are like one for one all the way, whether it comes from EQing the synthesizers to doing vocals, and their name referring to an alignment kind of reflects what kind of what they're into in terms of being a partnership.
Mm-hmm. The album is called Is That All There Is? It is available to buy on their Bandcamp. And their name is spelled S-Y-Z-Y-G-Y-X. And that is all uppercase. And thank you, Tony, for pronouncing that correctly.
They gave me a handy pronunciation guide on their website.
Very, very handy, people. Consider doing that if you have a weird band name. And now we have more music on the podcast. We're going to change gears for you and play you some scruffy indie rock. This is Venray.
Riffs for days, if you know what I mean.
That was your dose of rock for this episode. That was Venray with a song called Fire Away, named perhaps for a city in the Netherlands. Venray is a garage rock duo, just guitars, drums, and vocals. We last featured Venray about a year ago on the podcast with a song called Nobody's Listening, the title track from their debut release. This song, Fire Away, is the first track from a new two-track release that came out on February 22nd, and it is a name-your-own-price download on Bandcamp.
I had sort of a micro-interaction with Venray on Twitter last week.
Uh-huh.
I ran into this dairy carton on the street, and like when I said dairy kind of crate, like that holds milk.
Yep.
And there was some text emboldened on the crate that read, "Theft of this case is a crime." And I took a photo of it and tweeted it.
Yep.
And wrote, "Ugh, but where else am I going to stash all my NES cartridges?" And Venray liked it.
Nice job, Venray. Good taste.
Also, I've been getting really into video game microblogging lately.
Okay.
There's this Twitter I follow called Supper Mario Broth. And they report on like all the bugs and glitches in Mario games.
Yeah.
And other Mario trivia. Let me read one to you.
Okay.
In 2007, a set of Super Mario Brothers postal stamps were released in Japan. The stamp depicting small Mario contains a small inaccuracy, however, as Mario's hat brim is one pixel shorter than the in-game hat. Another stamp depicts small Fire Mario, which is impossible without glitches. It's so good. It is all as deep dive as that.
Wow. Super nerdy. Oh my God.
Follow Supper Mario Broth, everyone.
Major props on that name. Perfect name. Well, to close the loop, your next chance to catch Venray live comes on Saturday, March 16th at the Electric Maid in Tacoma Park, along with the recent podcast feature Flo Petit, Promise Nothing, and a touring act called Dog in a Man Suit.
I hope it's a stage performance act.
Oh, man.
Oh, the chuckles just keep on happening.
Yeah. We got to play some more music. Tony, who's up next?
Next is The Frontier.
Oh, yeah. Dark Places, a new single by The Frontier, a band fronted by Jake Mimikas. Does that sound a bit familiar?
It did, and because I was thinking, like, was there another band called, like, yes, Frontier sometime in the last couple of years?
Tony, you are absolutely correct.
That we played?
Good job on your Hometown Sounds trivia. We featured this act on the podcast twice under their old name, The Internal Frontier. Last year with an unreleased song called Ghost Town Underground, and back in 2016 with a song called Wake the Dawn. This song was inspired by a Netflix show about serial killers. And I am way behind on my Netflix, so I don't even know what show that is. Maybe it's a show that's not even out yet. I don't know. It sounds like something that Netflix would be like, we need a show about serial killers. Let's make one. Because they make shows about everything. Everything.
Russian Doll is really good.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's got one of the ladies from Orange is the New Black as the star.
Oh.
I binged the hell out of that in like two nights.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know how you feel about this.
By the way, as an update, I have one more episode of Game of Thrones to watch. I'm on the very last episode before we get the new ones in April.
You really spaced it out, man.
I really did. Milked it for all it was worth. It was great. The Frontier has a new EP coming out soon, and their next show is going to be on Saturday, March 23rd at Jam and Java in Vienna with a gospel/blues band called The Band-Changed. And that almost takes us to the end of this episode of the Hometown Sounds podcast. So please subscribe to it.
In Apple Podcasts.
Or
in Overcast. Or now on Spotify.
Now on Spotify.
We are so legit.
That's right. We are on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Hometown Sounds. I want to mention something about Instagram. We don't post all that much on Instagram, but whenever one of us, mostly me, goes to see a show, I will do one of the Instagram stories for the band that I'm seeing. So if you want to like catch a little, you know, very brief moment of a band, you should follow us on Instagram. And in fact, yesterday I was at Mobius Records for the Tristan Welsh album release show. And opening that show was Jake Reed of Screen Vinyl Image, and his new thing is called Secret Wilderness. So I took an Instagram story of Secret Wilderness. And then later, Tristan Welsh was performing, and Jake happened to be standing right next to me and took out his phone to make some video or photos of Tristan performing. And he opened up Instagram, and the moment he did, a little banner came down from the top that said, Hometown Sounds has mentioned you in a story. And I thought, oh, what if I pulled out my phone right now and got a picture of his phone telling him that we had featured him in a story, and then I featured that in a story, it'd be like Inception. And I was too slow, and I didn't make it happen. It's a big bummer. But it was a little moment for me right there.
It reminds me of the time I took a picture of you taking pictures at the 930 Club.
Exactly. Exactly. I was thinking about that. Anyway, we have a website. It's hometownsoundsdc.com. We have an email address. It's dj@hometownsoundsdc.com. Please drop us a line. Let us know what kind of music you got making in your home studios, in your rock clubs, wherever. But really, the important thing is to support the musicians that you've heard on this podcast by buying their music.
And seeing them play live.
We have one last track for you on this episode of the podcast.
Yes, this is from John Camp. This is the title track from his new record, Headwinds and Tailwinds. John Camp, he is a fingerstyle guitarist and composer from here at the DC region. His music encompasses American primitive guitar, psychedelia, country, and drone. We last featured John Camp on the podcast back in June when we had Matt Byers of the Caribbean on to preview their 7th Stay Nine Festival, in which Matt reminded us that the dog on the family circus's name is Barfy.
I forgot that.
This record, Headwinds and Tailwinds, Paul and I each got advanced copies of it. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it is.
I cleaned my apartment to this record.
Aww.
And it was like such a gratifying experience. I felt like it felt like real self-improvement. Mm-hmm. That's just the way the music kind of makes me feel. It's a real joy and just wonderful instrumental guitar playing, and I encourage everyone to check it out.
Mm-hmm. The album release show is this Thursday night, February 28th at Rhizome in Tacoma Park, along with DC's Amadou Koyati and Pergola from Baltimore. You can buy John Camp's album digitally or on limited edition vinyl on Bandcamp right now. Thank you very much to everybody for listening. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Super Mario Broth.
We'll see you all next time.